Welcome to the Super Quotient Club, aligning body, mind and soul with Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, 30th Sutra, Chapter 2. Ahimsa satyaste brahmacharya parigrahaya maha. Brahmacharya is the fourth of the five yam, the first limb in our eight-limbed path of yoga. Brahmacharya means when the whole inner consciousness flows constantly towards truth, towards what is, towards God, Brahman. That itself is meditation. When the question, what is truth, is burning in one's heart, it is then that both truthfulness and brahmacharya are possible. When our mind, heart, and whole being are constantly absorbed in this search for truth towards enlightenment, then craving does not arise and continence happens. On the other hand, suppressing all these emotions is dangerous because it is violence, it is untruth, and there is no brahmacharya there. Spiritual pursuits make significant demands on time, attention, and energy. In yoga, as in almost any other worthwhile endeavor, the only way to ensure success is to dedicate our resources to the goals we have set before us. That is why continence, the avoidance of non-productive expenditure of energy, has always held a central position in yoga practice. Each and every act and thought is an outflow of energy. Some thoughts and actions offer beneficial dividends, whereas others simply drain our resources. In the name of continence, we are asked to be wise investors. In practice, brahmacharya means to expend our energy on activities that are conducive to the attainment of self-realization. It is impossible to practice yoga effectively if we eat or sleep either too much or too little. If we are moderate in eating, playing, sleeping, staying awake, and avoiding extremes in everything we do, we will see that these yoga practices eliminate all our pain and suffering. It is cultivating a sense of sacredness in all that we do. Moderation here does not imply no fun or, taken to the extreme, suppression. It does not mean we ignore our desires. Desire is sacred. Who would stop the flower from its desire to open? Who would deny the bird its desire to fly? Brahmacharya, in fact, means finding out which desires come from our hearts and which are mind-made. To discern which desires come from our divinity and which come from our restless minds. It means searching for the desire of the soul. What is it that we truly want? To answer such a question requires great courage. It means channelizing our energies, our body, mind and soul towards our ultimate goal.